Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is choosing yourself first. Before I get to that, let me thank all of you who participated in the raffle a few weeks ago. The winner has been announced and contacted, and the book is on the way. Thank you for the rest of you, and better luck next time. Now, this week's topic is something that, I'm sorry, but it is a pet peeve from you. Of course it is, partially because people contact me about wanting help with getting coached, with improving themselves, only to later say that they actually cannot do that right now. And I'm aware of this, and therefore I'm going to try and give you examples that don't mean I think you should be paying me money, but mean I think you should be investing in yourself and help you realize that, help you envision how you should be addressing the matter of taking care of yourself. So, leadership means that you have a ton of leverage, or at least good leadership. Therefore, if we have to weigh the improvements that are possible to perform right now in your organizations and which ones are more likely to have a bigger ROI, a more significant impact on the entire organization, it is likely that investing in your managers makes more sense than starting with investing in your ICs and so on. Because of that, it means that investing in yourself as a tech executive is bound to have an enormous ROI on your organization. I know that it might seem weird at first. I know that a lot of people are too humble to even realize that. But think for a second about the great effect that you have on everything that surrounds you and your organization. You are, if you're working correctly, you are almost priceless in your role. That doesn't mean that no one ever can replace you, but it does mean that the impact that you have can be almost boundless. The only cap on what you provide your organization is determined by how fast and how effectively you yourself grow. You are your own limit. Therefore, it makes incredible sense to invest in yourself. And I'm not speaking solely about money. I'm speaking about time and priority. You need to prioritize taking care of yourself first. For example, my coach and mentor, Alan Weiss, always talks about how when you go on a plane and you hear all of those security drills and announcements, they tell you that as an adult, if you're traveling with a child, first put on your own oxygen mask before addressing the child that you're accompanying. And why is that? Because if you cannot breathe, you certainly cannot help them. So even though it might seem counterintuitive, the most responsible thing to do is to start by putting your mask on and only then taking care of the rest of the people around you to ensure that you are capable of helping them. And this is the same sort of principle that I see too many leaders neglect in their day-to-day. Leaders are trying to be incredibly helpful to their teams, helping people grow, coaching them, taking care of them, allocating money for conferences, for learning opportunities, for offsites, whatever, and we neglect to take the time and invest in ourselves. Now, I've got news for you. You have to outgrow your organization or grow at least as fast as your organization, or your organization is going to outgrow you. I know which one I would prefer. I'm guessing you do too. So stop thinking about what others might be thinking about you prioritizing taking care of yourself, about you taking the time to read and learn and research or relax or whatever it is that you need. Stop thinking about others. Stop thinking about your ego, how it would look like to others that you actually need to learn or think or relax or whatever. And realize that what you need in order to grow, in order to sustain your growth, in order to become better at what you do, is probably one of the highest priorities ever for you. That is what you need in order to operate at your best, which then, given that you are a force multiplier in your organization, given the amount of leverage you have and your team, means that it makes a ton of sense to invest in yourself, to take the time. Even if, just like the oxygen mask, at first it doesn't seem intuitive. At the end of the day, your team doesn't need to go to a bunch of conferences if their leader is burnt out, incapable of driving any change, incapable of being a genuine leader that people want to follow, incapable of having that executive mindset that I keep talking about radiating energy, positivity, optimism. If you're burnt out, if you cannot grow in order to help others grow, who needs you? Similarly, I don't care what your co-founder thinks. I care about what I know is true, and that is your co-founders do not need a partner that is no longer effective at the size of the team or is ineffective in growing the team to where it needs to get. So yeah, they might want you to do X, but if you know that the first thing you need to be doing right now is invest time in, I don't know, reading, learning, getting someone to help you, or even as simple as, rather than going for the urgent thing, taking care of whatever they say you need to do, if you see that actually what would really help you here is to stop and get someone to help you, as in hiring another manager, as in hiring a DevOps person to take care of some stuff that you're still doing yourself, as in taking care of onboarding new people, helping you in the interview processes, whatever it is, if you realize that you need to stop and hire someone so that 2 months from now, things will be a lot better, then stop and do that. Choose yourself first so you can then choose to help everyone else that much better. This is the classic short-term versus long-term trade-off. You might have to have some time in the short term where you seem to be not as effective as you would like to be, but only because in the long term, you will be growing so fast, you will become so much more capable, you will do the right things in order to build a healthy foundation for your role, for your growth, for your team, so that everyone can become more effective together. Before you can triple the impact per engineer, you have to work on making your own impact work correctly. You have to help yourself be in that point where you can actually assist those around you. Start with that. Choose yourself. We're only at the beginning of 2022. Come on, tell me that you have something in mind about how you're going to take care of your own personal growth, your own mental health, and your own progress. If you don't, this is your homework. This is your takeaway from today's episode. Stop now, take 5 minutes and make a commitment to yourself to choose something. If you're unsure, if you don't know if something is a good idea, you have my email in the show notes, and I always say I'm very happy to help you all with quick questions. Just reach out, and if I can help you, I will. That's it for this week. Get off your butt and start by making a commitment to choose yourself first. If you have any questions or comments, again, my email is in the show notes. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. And you can get nice pictures of me and my family playing in the snow. So why not? The link is in the show notes as well. Thank you. Talk to you next week.